855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That is your phone line to call in and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Or you can call us on Skype using our username is lrn.fm. If you send a request during the show, we'll approve it, and you can call in on Skype. lrn.fm is the username. It's Mark.
And Brett.
By the way, Free Talk Live has tons of archives, archives going back for many years. Free Talk Live is on 7 days a week. We haven't missed a live show. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Independence Day, it doesn't matter, for years. And you can get all those shows for free by going to archives.freetalklive.com. All the other talk show hosts out there, they'll give you that service. They'll sell you a new podcast, but they're going to charge you. Free Talk Live, it's free, right on the website, archives.freetalklive.com. You can get the last 7 days right on the front page of Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com.
It's good, too, because people can go back and hear you being right about things for, like, years.
You know,
instead of just today.
My opinions have changed over time.
You're absolutely right, because when I started, I first heard this show in 2006, and you were...
I was making much more of a living arguing with my co-host Ian about minutia and the Liberty Movement.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, that's true.
Let's talk to Justin, calling in from Iowa. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
And that's what we do.
I would like to speak about a personal story of mine relating to your discussion about, what's effectively health care, discussion of vaccines and so forth.
Uh-huh.
I really think that something that gets left out a little bit is that health is very much about individual choices. And
yep.
It seems like there's a collectivist mindset kind of on both sides of that argument, so to speak. And my own story is about not following my doctor's advice, not about vaccines, but about my diet. And it entailed, changing my diet so that it would be more like the so-called paleo diet.
Okay. So they have this paleo primal diet where they cut out basically starches, almost specifically wheat-based starches. So oftentimes this is where this no-gluten craze has come from.
And you say your doctor told you to do this?
No.
No, I was not informed by my doctor in any way. I had severe acid reflux, and I was very much overweight. And I felt very, very much in despair about this whole situation. Like I would never, like conventional wisdom says, limit your calories and exercise very hard. And then someday, you will get better maybe. But of course the conventional medicine says, acid reflux here, take this pill.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I probably would have been on that, the way I look at it is that I would still be on that pill today if I hadn't changed my diet 3 years ago. But the fact that I changed my diet is how I cured my own acid reflux. So it wasn't because of the advice of my doctor. It was because of my own, research that I decided, what do I have to lose?
Now, Brett, you're a caveman too, right?
Pretty much.
The paleo thing.
Yeah.
And I've heard some amazing stories about the paleo diet. There's a really interesting one. I think it might have been on a TED Talk. I can't remember for sure, but it was definitely a video where a woman who had MS, I believe, went on the paleo diet and went from being in a wheelchair to walking. And that's a pretty big difference. I have tried it and couldn't stick to it. I just couldn't do it.
What do you think it was?
I like eating carbs.
Sure, I eat carbs, but it did take a lot of time and it did take a lot of learning about
and intensity in preparing food. I don't like to cook and prepare food, and you kind of have to be dedicated to that.
Yeah, that's what I found, is that my whole attitude towards food had to change, and I think we've talked about this on the show in the past, that I think culturally we tend to not have a lot of value
for food. And like we were talking about, like you have a farm and you have this great learning opportunity for your son to see, you know, the work that can go into the finished product, which is food. And we can drive up to these dirty buildings and give them $6 and they'll give us a bag of crap and we'll eat it and we'll be full and that's food. Well, that's not, and I had the same attitude because I had a fast-paced lifestyle for a long time and I understand that's reality for a lot of people. And I would say to myself, I would never spend more than X amount of minutes cooking, 15 minutes, I used to say, because that's how long it takes me to eat, because I would shovel food in my mouth.
Takes you 15 minutes? Well, yeah. You're going slow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I could eat a pint of Ben & Jerry's in less than 10 if I wasn't paying attention, if I wasn't being careful. And, you know, obviously different choices and different lifestyle afforded me more time to start spending preparing food, and just kind of having more of a food appreciation allowed me to devote more time to cooking and more time to eating. And yeah, I mean, I'm missing a lot of things like pizza and ice cream and
yeah.
But I feel like I have this connection to the food I eat now, and I see results from it. So I feel it was the right choice. And yeah, I've heard a lot of these stories, everything from obesity to diabetes to MS. They're, you know, mileage may vary for sure, but it's certainly encouraging. And
everybody I've heard has gone on this paleo diet. And by diet, I mean an actual way to eat.
Yeah.
They've lost weight. Now, yeah. They didn't get ripped down to, you know, Schwarzenegger levels or anything like that, but their weight dropped and they sort of got to a sort of comfortable looking weight.
To where your body wants you to be.
Justin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark, I think you were referring to Dr. Terry Walls, who is actually a doctor. I don't know what her specialty is at the University of Iowa Hospital. And yeah, so she had multiple sclerosis, MS.
Okay.
And that's what had afflicted her for a number of years. And yeah, it's a very interesting story. It's she actually had a TED Talk about that.
Was it a TED Talk? Yeah. This is the thing that you just don't get is that science in this culture is basically purported around drugs because that's where the money is. And there's no drug in eating leafy green vegetables and meat.
Well, you'd be totally empowered to do all that stuff yourself. You could buy it. You could grow it. You could obtain it without the help of a medical professional at all.
Now, there is a there's a rabbit hole in this paleo movement, which just says that you have to have sort of this grass-grown beef, and then they'll, you know, there's people that'll talk about you have to have this particular type of yak from this, you know, this cold climate. And so there's this, oh, there's all kinds of money that you can spend, like, per pound of this meat that I think that, you know, sort of takes it a little too far.
Yeah, get with me during the break, because I'm pretty serious about this, and I don't know what kind of yak I'm supposed to. So I want some information about that. But no, I mean, what I found was you had to start slow. So initially, all I was doing was low carb, which included things like sausages and cheese and not enough vegetables. And, you know, then eventually I realized because meat and a lot of these other proteins are very acidic, that I was still having a lot of the problems that he was describing with like acid reflux, burping all the time. So I realized that I wasn't eating enough vegetables and had to increase the amount of alkalinity in my diet because it was just way, way too acidic. And I also probably wasn't getting the vitamins that I needed just from meat. I mean, meat's high in, like, vitamin D. But obviously, if you're not eating a lot of leafy greens, you're missing a lot of micronutrients.
Justin, have you had any ill effects? I mean, it seems like every issue's got to have its other side of the coin, right?
Well, you've indicated the kind of downside, and it's only, you know, for me has been it's an investment of your time to prepare food, you know, to prepare real food, and it's the expense of pasture-raised animals. And I would disagree with you, Mark, that there's a I think there's quite a bit of science behind the helpfulness of consuming pasture-raised animal products.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for the call, Justin. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. What have you heard about the paleo diet and the primal diet? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about, well, whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. We've been across the board this evening from Common Core, which is an article we read about this young gal who, in eighth grade, who told other students they didn't have to take this Common Core test. Likely she's parroting some things she heard from her parents, it seems like.
Possibly.
Quite possibly. And she gets suspended for it. And we've talked about voting machines and parents and vaccines and kids being taken away from their parents because of medical decisions and a whole variety of things here on Free Talk Live this evening. And the paleo diet.
Paleo, yeah.
The last call. So you can call in, talk about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That phone line is brought to you by ProXPN. ProXPN is a virtual private network. That means online, what it essentially does is tunnels from your computer to the website that you're going in an encrypted fashion. So your internet service provider, the NSA, nobody knows what you're doing online. Hackers that might be getting in on your router. It's from your computer to the website, not from your router. And so it gives you a secure portal. And that's really important, especially if you're in some kind of public place or your router's available to the public or that kind of thing. Because somebody can crack into your router in an entirely different fashion. They crack into a website. If you try to get into your bank account, you know, there's three or four tries, they lock the whole thing down. But your router, they can just set a little, I think it's called a black box, the little cracker machine on it, and just, it can try passwords all day long till it finds out how to get on your router. And if it's something easy like 1234, they're on downloading child porn and blaming you for it.
It's like the combination an idiot would have on his luggage.
It's from Spaceballs. So just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20. You'll get 20% off their price for the lifetime of the account. Not just to try it out. 20% off forever. If you pay pay annually, it comes to $5 a month. So for the price of like a cup of coffee, you're protected. That's ProXPN.com/FTL. They take bitcoins, so if that's important to you, they've got a 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL. Get all the privacy and security that you've got a right to. Let's go to Liberty Phoenix, calling in from, I don't know, maybe Phoenix? Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. It's calling in from Illinois.
Liberty Illini?
My whole thing about my moniker is I'm in love with Phoenixes. Like I love the concept of Phoenixes, and I really feel that the American government is not going to, or not the American government, but a voluntary society will never come about until we fall like the Phoenix dies and then it rises from the ashes. And I just thought it was very fitting. I've been using it for a few years, but the reason I wanted to call about was, I don't know if you guys had a chance to take a look at this the video that was voted up on the Free Talk Live Reddit boards.
What's the video?
The students that were in the that staged a sit-in to protest the lack of a
I watched it, and I was having a difficult time trying to translate it into something usable on the show. I mean, it was certainly disturbing. It certainly fits a trend that I've been following.
What was it about?
Liberty Phoenix, go ahead and fill everybody in on it.
Well, there was apparently one of the students in the school committed suicide, and the other students wanted to have a moment of silence, and the school board or the principal didn't allow them. Well, they decided that they weren't going to stand for that. And the article quotes that there's about 200 students that went into the common area and sat in and refused to leave until they were allowed this moment of silence. Well, eventually that moment of silence was given. And afterwards, the principal is standing there walking through them, being authoritarian and berating them, however he is. And he says that, he's really disappointed in them. I assume for standing up and, not tolerating, standing up for what they believe in. And one of the other students yells out, we're disappointed in you too. And the next thing you know, the principal's like, I want that student removed. And a couple seconds go by in the video and you see a couple of cops literally dragging the kid away from the little group there. By his arms. I mean, he must have just went limp as another form of protest. But yeah, I personally don't think it's that disturbing. I think it's kind of encouraging that, these are eighth grade kids and these are they've got the courage to stand up to their authoritarians like that. I think that's a wonderful thing. And for this kid to say that, it really would have put the icing on top of it if all of them would have just went limp when that happened.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you're right, because it's a very difficult age to do that, right? Like high school kids, once they start to feel a little bit more like adults, that's where you might see some of this more rebellious behavior.
You almost feel like school is intended to inculcate people with these sort of behaviors.
Oh, I exactly feel
where they're
that way.
That's exactly what I feel too. Is that that's what it is? It is a training area to keep you from having your own opinion. Not to have your own opinion. You can have your own opinion as long as you shut the F up about your own opinion. You can have your own opinion, just sit there and be quiet while the rest of us do the right thing.
Yeah.
It's really what the idea is they don't want you to stand up. And you can't. You can't run a school of this size and have people speaking out. It's no longer an operation where everybody's working together. It can't be. It's too big. It has to be a hierarchical organization. That's why I don't like big schools.
Right. Well, they require obedience. They require conformity to exist. And, you know, unfortunately, obedience and conformity produce, oftentimes on a lot of things, intellectual and emotional apathy. And, maybe the school isn't used to dealing with something like this. But the other thing, too, Mark, is
that's what America's full of, right? Like, they take a lot of truisms, and they don't question any of them.
Yeah.
Critical thinkers question everything that's presented to them.
Sure.
And these kids were saying, hey, why can't we have our moment of silence? And I think they should have been able to have it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the other problem here, too, is that it looks like the school resource officer's getting involved. Now, I don't know. I'm sorry. I forget where the school was. I don't know what the size. What, say that again?
It was in Indiana.
Okay, it's in Indiana, so I don't know if it's, like, in a big metro. I don't know what the population is or the size of the school is, but there's at least two officers there. So this is another problem that's been happening in schools for a decade, since Columbine now. You're filling the schools with cops. When you have hammers, kids start to look like nails.
Well, they're arresting kids all over the country for things as little as carving their names into desks. I'm not saying that a kid should carve their name into a desk, but I don't think arrest is the right way to deal with it. This is happening in your schools across this country. You don't have to believe me. You can go Google it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a side effect of this whole zero tolerance policy going in. I mean, zero tolerance. You're not going to, I mean, it's zero tolerance. You're going to overreact to some of the more smaller things that come up.
Thanks for the call, Liberty Phoenix. I don't know what happened there. Something happened to the audio. You know what it's a side effect of? It's a side effect of turning over our education to a monopoly organization. Yeah, you don't have to send your kid there, but you've got to pay for it. And any organization that's going to get your money, whether they have to serve you or not, is never going to serve you.
They absolutely.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. What's your solution? 855-450-3733.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you.
And Brett.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our normal first seat co-host, Ian Freeman, is off in Florida at somebody's wedding. So, you know, he's actually got a real life, sort of. You know, a semblance of one. 855-450-FREE. So we talk about Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live because I am excited about Bitcoin. Ian is too. But I'm really believe that Bitcoin is a force that can empower the individual, the smallest minority. I think that institutions like banks and governments, they don't have your best interests in mind. They have their best interests in mind. Well, Bitcoin gives you the ability to control your own wealth, to store money online safely. Now, you have to follow protocols. If you don't do it right, you might get hacked. There's no doubt about it. One organization that makes it a bit easier, though, the best online wallet, blockchain.info. So blockchain.info is a wallet, online wallet, but they never have possession of your money. It's encrypted in your browser. And you can access it through your laptop or your desktop or your tablet or your smartphone. And that's what's really great about it. I can do, you know, whatever my banking is on my blockchain account. And then I can go someplace with my smartphone and make a purchase using Bitcoins right there. And Bitcoins are getting so easy to use. Blockchain.info makes it relatively easy to use. It's getting so easy to use, you can make the purchase faster in some cases than you could make it a cash transaction. Because you got to pull out the money, pull out the money, make the change and the whole thing. So it takes some time. Blockchain.info to get the best online wallet available to you. Let's go to Dana calling in from Michigan. Listen to WTKG. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Just before you went to break, I think it was Mark, in response to the last caller, Liberty Phoenix, about the authoritarianism in the school system. your question to the callers was, what is your solution? Well, I'll tell you what it isn't. It's not Common Core. And you guys started out 2.5 hours ago, but it, you know, because of the nature of the program, it wound its way around to other things. Let me give you some facts about Common Core. There's 50 states in the United States.
That one I knew. I knew it!
despite Obama telling you there were 57. So there really, really, there's 50. Okay, anyway.
Wait, before you even go on, I'll defend Obama on that one.
I know what you're going to say. He included the territories.
No. Yeah, he wanted to say, and believe me, I don't think he's any kind of a genius, but okay, I think he wanted to say he had been to 47 states, and instead he just misspoke, and people ran away with that.
Yeah, and they do it all the time, but they beat the hell out of Bush. He couldn't.
Poor damn quail couldn't get away from that potato thing.
Right, right.
Exactly. But Obama called, he's the head of all of our military and called people corpse men. A corpse is a dead body. They're called poor. It's ridiculous. But they don't say anything against him because they're afraid to be called a racist. Okay, that's the Common Core. Yes, Obama administration is pushing this, but there are 36 states in the union. Now, remember, 46 adopted it. Of the 50 United States, 36 are run currently by Republican governors and 14 by Democratic governors. Ohio, of the 46 states that adopted it, just this past week, Ohio dumped it because of pressure from parents. Oklahoma is next. This is, and I'm saying this, you guys, people don't take you seriously unless you put the F word in front of things.
Well,
I don't
please
speak
don't.
Like that. I don't speak like that. I'm saying the word dangerous. I'll say very dangerous. And I mean that in the traditional sense. What this
Common Core is dangerous?
Common Core is very dangerous. One of the things they're going to do is they're going to do away with in-cursive writing. Now, what does that mean? Cursive. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say in cursive. I meant to say cursive writing. No.
You got to tell me why you think getting rid of cursive. I would love to hear this. Why getting rid of cursive is dangerous? Please.
One of the things is many of our documents are written, not printed. They're written. And what this does is all of these things, that's just one thing. But before you ask me anything else, let me finish. Arithmetic. You don't need to be able to get any answer right, whether it's addition, multiplication, division, subtraction, as long as you provide a good reason why you came to the wrong answer, it's acceptable. There are already
15
different cities in California. The teachers' union has been ordered in not just California, but multiple states. They cannot give a zero to a student. Even if they didn't show up the day of the test, they can't get a zero. If they showed up, they have to give them at least 50%. They cannot fail a student.
Well, 50% is failing from what I remember. I mean,
yeah.
They pass them. They pass them in the public schools. Now, let me finish. What it gets worse. They're going to start testing them. It hasn't been implemented yet. But they're going to test, and I'm going to tell you guys, I no longer work for the federal government, but I work for the federal government, okay? Work for the Department of Labor, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But you can do some of this research on yourself. Now, the thing I like about your show is you guys say some, maybe not crazy things, but some things, if they were said on other shows, people would call them conspiracy theorists. But the things you say are true because they're happening now. People said this years ago before your show existed, and they called people crazy. And you know what? I'll admit it. I laughed at some of those people. That was stage one. Stage two was stop laughing and at least listen. Stage three was, you know what? Nothing's impossible. So back to Common Core. Now, keeping that in mind, they are going to hook your children up, and they're going to be doing testing, not with number two pencils anymore. They're going to be computer testing, which makes sense because everything is computerized. They want to give kindergartners, they do in many states, computers so that we're as technologically matched as other countries. Okay, so they're going to hook them up to computers similar to a polygraph. And a polygraph measures heart rate, perspiration, and blood pressure.
Now, there is something, before we go on, there is something that we should just address here. And we do have to go back to the cursive thing because I wasn't sold on why that's bad. But what you're talking about, I haven't heard about kids being hooked up to computers, but this is something that they've been talking about since the 90s. And there's a really good resource. Her name is Peg Luxick. And people can find videos of her speaking on YouTube at, like, school board meetings. There's one, just Google or YouTube, Who Controls Our Children? And if you have students in the school, it's definitely worth watching this. She was arguing against this in the 90s when it was merely called outcomes-based education. But what you're talking about, I think, and I don't know where a lot of your information might be coming from, but there is a real concern about something called computer adaptive testing. And what computer adaptive testing is that based on the answers that a child gives, the test restructures itself, right? So what it's allowing is for a categorization of children that can really help build a permanent record and catalog them into different categories, sort children. This was called the propedeutic function of school. And this is like the old crazy progressives from the beginning of the century. This was their dream, that they would be able to use school in like school would be like a way of forwarding eugenics. I mean, that sounds crazy, but this is all true.
Now, I'm so glad. You're Brett, correct?
I'm Brett. I do a show about school.
Called the School Sucks Podcast.
And
yeah.
I'm so glad that's exactly where I was going, because a lot of these people, a lot of these Democrats have repackaged. Hello?
I hear you, Dana. Look, I've got to let you go. The music's playing, but I do appreciate the call. 855-453, Free Talk Live. You know, I mean, schools and education system, it's always been used to indoctrinate. That's what indoctrination is, teaching. 855-453.
People are waking up. People are saying no to GMO, gluten, toxins, and sugars. The masses are moving to holistic, natural, and organic foods and supplements. Life Change Tea is a non-GMO, gluten-free product that helps your body overcome sickness and obesity. You need to order to experience the change. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. You need to order to experience your health change. GetTheTea.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment of the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. I don't know. It's possible we might be able to squeeze you in if you call 855-450-3733. That spells free for those that care what our number spells. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
855-450-free. And I just want to let you know, if you do your online shopping, like, say, Amazon and I guess we have Newegg, other retailers there, please use shop.freetalklive.com. That, if you use that link, it's an extra click, and you can actually bookmark it so you can use it every time you use it. It sends us an additional, like, 7%. There's no, it's no extra cost for you, no extra, nothing happens to your service. We just get a little spiff off of it. And so I appreciate it if you do that. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Brett, let's go to the phones.
All right.
Got Nathan here calling in on Skype, and we'll see how the audio quality is. Skype's warning me that something bad's happening. Nathan, can you hear me? Nathan, can you hear me? All right, well, I'm going to put him back on hold, see if Skype says it's trying to get the call back. I don't know. Something's been really weird with the computers here for the show. So we were talking about, what was it, means-based testing?
Or computer adaptive testing. Computer. Now, one of the reasons why Common Core has started to draw quite a bit of criticism from the left as well is that it wasn't done through government, right? Like, there's a lot of opposition to it because it seems to come from private interests. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation put up, I think, like $150 million.
They have lots of money. They must be evil.
Well, that's a tough one. I don't know about these Gates people. You know, I just don't. I don't know that much about them. I know that there does seem to be this syndrome that super rich people have where they think because they've acquired or they've earned,
they won life. So they must know better than the people who lost life.
Yes. There was a story of a billionaire who took over an island in New York and started telling people they couldn't drink certain size sodas. I don't know. It's stuff of legend. I don't know if it's a true story or not.
I think he got elected mayor.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is bad. My goodness.
And you know, I mean, this does happen. The fact is that people that do well do, you know, believe they know better oftentimes.
Right. And sometimes it doesn't even mean being, you know, a finance genius or the head of one of the most successful computer companies, software companies of all time. Sometimes just being like a really good comedian makes people think that they have this power to decide how other people should live.
I see. We're talking, no, that's an Al Franken
Bill Maher. Okay. You know, like just people, and I said, boy, this is, I was watching his show, and it was like, four Hollywood elites sitting around talking about how the economy should be planned for lower middle class people. And Karl Marx would love this, I said.
He's a libertarian, Bill Maher. I think it's, that's what he claims.
Yeah.
He claims to be a libertarian. I like people that claim to be libertarians, but, oftentimes they really misrepresent the ideas. And this is one of the things that kind of bugs me about the terminology libertarian.
Yeah.
Is that so many people, it's hip. It's hip to be a libertarian. This is the idea that's coming. The idea of human freedom, self-actualization, personal responsibility, peace. These things are coming.
Yeah.
And, there's no stopping them. But there's going to be a lot of caterwauling along the way because people want to control your life.
Yeah.
Don't you think you're smarter than the other guy down the street? Isn't that what you really believe? And if that other guy would just do the things that you think that he or she, the guy generally is he, I'm trying to use broad strokes here, that other person would do the things that you want them to, wouldn't their life be better? Isn't it obvious? And that's where it comes from, the belief that you own other people. Because if you can control their body, control their mind, control their actions, and control their thinking, you're them.
So neglecting the problems or the dangers of government, people see government as this noble tool that they can use to make the world better by imposing their values on other people. Sure.
Right. It's this noble tool. What they forget about government that is that every single time, government is a death threat.
Exactly.
Because you can't get somebody to do something without threatening them under this current paradigm.
Right.
It's interesting. If you persuade somebody to do something, you're called a manipulator.
Yeah.
But if you get into office do whatever it takes to get some social program pushed through, you're not called a tyrant.
It's called a leader.
Yeah, you're called a leader. So if you're willing to use the golden gun of government, I like call it a golden gun because it somehow doesn't seem like a regular gun. It's very special. But ultimately what you're doing is you're agenting out force against the other individual. Yeah, I do believe that one has a right to agent out force for things like personal protection. So if somebody wants to harm you or something like that, yeah, you have the right to protect yourself, and therefore you have the right to hire an organization or work with an organization that will protect people. So I do believe that if somebody has harmed you or stolen from you, that you have a right to recompense in that area. And if that person doesn't want to work with you to compensate you, then I think that there's some level of force that is moral. We have to talk about what works best, but I think it's moral. But when you're talking about somebody doing something in their own life that doesn't harm them and you want to just initiate force against them, that's tyrannical. So yeah. If you know how kids are going to be best educated and you want me to educate my kid that way and you're going to steal money from me, you'll call it property taxes.
Sure. Well, the problem, though, is that there's other people who have power and influence who are very invested in this idea that we're arguing against. Case in point, Bill Gates, right, who's putting all this money up that was then basically turned over to a couple of small lobbying groups in Washington, D.C. that were very progressive. They wrote this curriculum. The previous caller, the woman brought up a lot of good points. Dana brought up a lot of good points and a lot of, I think, legitimate fears, things that I know a lot of conservatives are worried about, the dumbing down thing, the removal of more classical literature in favor of, like, government pamphlets, like EPA,
all this crap
reports.
Is what's going to happen every single time you have a monopoly organization, and that's what public school is. It's a monopoly. People that hate monopolies the most tend to be the progressives.
Yeah. Oh,
but they want monopolies they control. That's hypocritical and evil.
So they didn't start speaking of monopolies. I mean, that was a name that was thrown at Microsoft a lot. The left started to jump in, really like the Occupy Wall Street types. They said, hey, man, these Common Core, they learned a little bit about it and how heavily reliant it was on these computer tests. Well, where did all the money come from to create it? Microsoft. And that was that gave a lot of momentum to them opposing it as well. Of course, they probably, I mean, I don't think, like, Occupy Wall Street is filled with Obama supporters generally. I hope not. That would be weird.
I think more so than,
Yeah. Really? That's discouraging.
There's a lot of that sort of socialism, social democracy kind of thing going on in the Wall Street thing. It's a very, the Occupy Wall Street thing. It's a very, yeah, that's, you know, those are the ideas that I heard when I went to Wall Street and talked to the Occupy Wall Street people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it was all about corporations. Now, I don't have any love for corporations either. I think that corporations are a government construct. But I believe that the free market and people in competition provide people with the best solutions. They don't always provide the best, they don't always provide great solutions, but the best solutions. And I think that one of the biggest problems is we have unfair courts. When the courts are bent towards corporations, you're never going to see justice. It's bent towards big government and big corporations. You're never going to get justice for the individual. It seems to be the root of the problem is a twisted court system.
Sure. And I think a nice way to, which is we're about to run out of time here, a nice way to wrap up what we've covered here with the Common Core. One of the best ways to maintain a control structure is to have people believing that they are free. Right. So you are controlling how they think if you can. And that's what I mean, even though that's what I would say the government school system was set up to do and has done successfully for over a century. Now they're kind of upping it even more. So, you know, they are using these testing models to basically remediate and steer behavior to a certain conclusion. Remediation, I've often heard it used as a sales term, right? Like you want to bring somebody back to the decision, the place where they can make a decision and get them to make the right decision. Oh, they walked away again. Bring them back, you know. Get them to try it again. And now this is just the sales. Hey, we're selling you carbon tax. You got to buy it. So we'll bring you back until you buy it. And that's one of the dangers of testing and using a curricula like Common Core.
Well, if you were going to shove down a top-down governmental hierarchical organization, the place you definitely want to start are Young Minds.
Amen.
It's obvious.
Yep.
In any kind of organization. That's the end of it. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime, participate in our Facebook at Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.